We're speaking here with the Minister responsible for Sustainable Development, Energy, Science, Technology, Public Service, Information and Broadcasting, Senator the Honourable Dr. James Fletcher, who's leading St. Lucia's delegation at the 36th meeting of the WHC World Heritage Committee taking place in St. Petersburg, Russia. Minister, firstly, congratulations on excellent lobbying of the WHC to keep us off the World Heritage Endangered List.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a team effort. Our member from our delegation, permanent delegation UNESCO, Ms. Vera Laferri, did some excellent work in helping to speak to some of our friends. Plus, there's another CARICOM delegation here, Barbados, because Barbados was recently inscribed, the Garrison Savannah was recently inscribed on the list of World Heritage Sites, and they also helped us in speaking with some sympathetic countries over there. But I think what really clinched it was our presentation, which we basically informed the committee of the steps that we had taken in changing the governance and administrative structure of the PMA, extracting the PMA from the Ministry of Responsibility for Physical Planning, where there was an inherent conflict because the ministry that was responsible for giving out planning applications was also the ministry responsible for managing the PMA. So I think that stood us in good stead. The elevation of the position of PMA manager to protected areas manager, they also saw that as a positive sign. But I think more importantly, our commitment to work with the World Heritage Committee and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, IUCN, in doing this long-awaited, long-delayed limits of acceptable change study and putting in place an integrated development plan for the PMA. I think those are the issues that basically gave us a stay of execution and gave us one more year to do the things that the government has been promising to do for some time, so that we can show that we have a model World Heritage Site. So we're very, very happy that we're able to stave off this potential embarrassment in Indonesia.
Indeed, because this very meeting placed sites in Mali, Panama, and Liverpool on that World Endangered, that Heritage Endangered List as well. Are you hopeful that government can also assist in raising awareness here and appreciation by members of the St. Lucian public of what the PMA really means?
Yes, we have a lot of work ahead of us, a lot of advocacy work. In fact, I saw an excellent interview that was done by Shannon and some students who I think put it very clearly, very succinctly, the work that we have to do in educating all St. Lucians, students and adults alike, about how prestigious this status of World Heritage means to us and how important it is for us to protect it, but also to market it, to use it to do the very same things that we're seeking to do, albeit in a different way, by developing the PETO management area, but using our World Heritage status, which is a status that countries all around the world are fighting for, using that to our advantage. So it's a good day for us.
Finally, Minister, the key now is sustainable development. Anything which has to be done ought to be done in a sustained manner in keeping with various guidelines.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And I think that really is the point going across, that we can't continue to extract and not pay the consequences, that we have to do things in a sustainable manner. We have to manage the site better. The site is one that is not just for this generation, but for generations to come to use, and we have to preserve its integrity. Now, that's not to say that there should be no development, but development should be within certain guidelines and under certain regulations, which is what has been absent from the PMA up until now.
Thank you, sir, for speaking with us, and safe journey back home for you and the entire delegation.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.